In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
See you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Well, I guess everybody got my letter. If you didn't, I announced on Wednesday that in February I'm stepping down as director of St. Peter's. I tell you, this is the hardest sermon I've ever preached. So as I said to the 8 o'clock crowd, one of the 8 o'clockers had texted me Thursday morning after he got the news, this picture of an angry mob with pitchforks in the fire. And I told him, I said, I don't know whether to laugh or be terrified. Fortunately, it was an image that came from The Simpsons, so I felt a little bit slightly better about it. And the mob has not yet assembled this morning, unless that's why we're all here. I wanted to start out by telling you how I came to St. Peter's. So my journey with you all began in July of 2012, and I was a deputy, working at General Convention, which is the governing body of the church that meets every 3 years. I was there on the support staff, so I arrived the night before the convention was going to start, and I showed up at the hotel the next morning for breakfast, and I was the only person in the hotel restaurant. And the second person who came in was Bishop Smith, who had married me in Hopi. And what made it significant is that the night before, right when I arrived in the town, Hopi's uncle had called me and said, hey, he lives here in Ladue, and he said, hey, the church in my neighborhood is looking for a new priest. I think you'd be really good there. You ought to consider it. So imagine, I said, okay, I'll check it out. And then the next morning, there's Bishop Smith and me, the only two people in a restaurant for breakfast. And I invited him to sit with me. I said, it's amazing that I'm seeing you this morning, because last night I got a call about this church called St. Peter's. And I wanted to talk with you about it. And he said, oh, I think that would be amazing. And off we went. The next day, he set me up with the canon to the ordinary. He talked to me about the church. And a month later, I had my first interview with the search committee. We interviewed by Skype. And what I remember about that meeting is the laughter. And I think we met for like 20 minutes. We went way over the allotted time for the phone call. We just kept telling stories. We started talking about what we believe the church ought to be doing. We just started talking about kind of a shared vision and where we saw God working. And I remember closing my laptop at my dining room table, thinking about that conversation, thinking, this is right. This feels right. And it worked. You all were crazy enough to hire a 32-year-old as your rector, and looking back on it, that was really nuts. But I'm glad you did. So the other thing that happened is that right after that, you know, I accepted the call to be your rector, but I also had to stay in the congregation where I've been for 5 years. Now I'm leaving you all to go to this new place. And I made relationships there with folks just like I have here. And I can tell you, for me, it was heartbreaking to leave. I hated it. I hated saying goodbye to all these people, knowing that I was saying to them, oh, we're going to stay in touch, and we're going to email all the time, but knowing I'm going to be the rector of an awfully big congregation over here full of people that want to be in touch too. And at the time, I remember thinking that I knew a number of clergy that kind of every 5 years, like clockwork, moved from one congregation to the next. And not that there's anything wrong with that. I think they feel called to it. But to me, the best part about being a priest is the relationships, you know? And I thought, I don't want to do that. So as Hope and I started talking about kind of our future and our family and everything, St. Louis is home. So for better or worse, you guys are stuck with us. We have made friends here, deeper relationships than we've made anywhere else. We love being here. But for quite a long time, I've begun to feel called into But I began, or for a while, I felt that it's time for me to move into something new. And there's no perfect time, but I think that at least for me, this is the right time, and for our family. And like I said, I felt it for a while, and for a long time I thought, it's not the right time. I still have too much to do at St. Peter's, and I didn't think I'd been here long enough. I mean, for God's sakes, it took us 6 months just to get new chairs for the undergrad, which, by the way, they're here this morning. So I saw those, and I thought, you know, my work is done. Everybody has a nice, comfortable place to sit. I can move on. I said that to Janet, and she did not laugh. But it feels right. And it's hard. It's hard to step down from this role. I like it. I love it. I love being your priest. I love being your rector. One of the great gifts that I've had being here is, well, let me give you some numbers. All right, since 2013, Kelly and I have baptized 77 people. We've married 38. 38 marriages, not 38 people. We've confirmed 125, and we've buried 126 people. Every bit of that is a gift. Every day that I've woken up and come to church, I've never doubted if I was doing the right thing. I've never doubted if I was exactly where God wanted me to be. And even if there have been some days that are hard and stressful, I've always known this was right. But now it's right to move into something new. And this is where it's important for me to say to you all that a church is more than a rector, right? And I say that all the time, but now I'm really saying it to you. The church is more than a rector. I talk all the time about St. Peter's being a joyful church. You all have heard me say it. Whenever I'm out in the community and somebody asks me to describe St. Peter's, I say, we are a joyful church. And that's not because of me. That's not because of the bad jokes that I tell in my sermons. It's because of you. It's because you're here, and you show up every Sunday. And you don't show up for me. You show up for yourselves and for each other to be in a relationship with God. And that's the last thing I'll say, is that this church does not thrive, and your spiritual life does not thrive because of your relationship with the rector. Your spiritual life deepens and becomes joyful and wonderful because of your relationship with God. So this is where I'm telling you, St. Peter's is going to be fine. You all are going to be fine as long as you continue to show up for yourselves and for each other to be in relationship with God. As long as you continue to show up and invite your friends and say, come to church with me. It's a joyful place. You'll encounter God there. You'll find a message of hope. You'll find a community of love. I was telling the Rector's Forum crowd this morning that last week I was working out at the gym, and there was this woman at the gym who had this exercise shirt on that said, I love my church. And I immediately went up to her and said, where do you go to church? And she told me, and I thought, good, I bet they have a trademark to that. So maybe one of my last things going out the door is going to be designing some t-shirts with somebody I know who does this well. That say, I love my church. Come with me. With the St. Peter's logo on the side. Because it's not about the rector. It's this place where the body of Christ is with us and we show up for each other. Now I've got something for show and tell quickly. Over here on this table are a stack of registers of church services. So you all may not know this, but after every Sunday, the clergy, it's always Kelly. Kelly goes to the church office and she fills this out. And this is our existing one. But here, after every service that we do, we list the date, the liturgical day. Today's the last Sunday of Pentecost. We list how many people were here, who preached, who celebrated, and then there's notes at the end that say something like, today was a blizzard, which is why I put only three people here. We have these going all the way back to 1868, 151 years of worship. And in its most boring form, this lists what we do. This is 151 years of people showing up for one another, regardless of who the rector is, showing up for one another to be in communion with God. So on this Christ the King Sunday, we're at a turning point. It's kind of the ending of one chapter, the beginning of a new one. Today is the last day of our liturgical year. The new one picks up next Sunday. As we begin to kind of close out this terrific chapter, here we are, we find ourselves in the gospel lesson at the foot of the cross. And we all look to the cross together. Will we continue to share the story? Will we continue to share the good news? What will the future chapters be?